What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to part two of our interview with spiritual warriors and exorcists Kenneth and Ferret Deal, discussing the Lee Moore case. And thank you for being gravekeepers, supporting our program, and keeping it on the air. Go back to the story here. Obviously, things continued to escalate. You guys were involved. The other one, as you say, the woman with the crystal stick was involved. And things got much worse for him. What occurred? How bad did it get for Lee?
I think it was just more of the same, except we didn't have the table getting picked up. When I was there on the first visit, for example, Lita, she kept saying she was getting shoved and tripped. And I was thinking, why is she so vulnerable? You know, so we're walking around there and put frankincense and myrrh there. She gets shoved in the yard. Originally, she was the one who said she put the demon in a mirror. And then we had to tell him how to dispose of the mirror. I didn't have a truck. Mm-hmm. Which is another story in itself, but just the shadows, the horrific nightmares, and you know, wrappings and stuff like that would happen.
That's
sometimes
true.
To wake them up.
Lita had claimed the worst stuff had happened to her, and Lita was the lead investigator, and she had a daughter that was practicing witchcraft. The strange thing is how when I belong to teams or ever I go by myself to any place that I need to help somebody, help them bless their property, I always go by myself. Number one, I don't want distractions. Number two, I can't answer questions and talk to God at the same time, or the Holy Spirit, whoever I need to talk to upstairs to give me an idea. Three, if I'm focusing on the structure of your house, the lay of the land, the potential for water drainage, water drippage, flow of wind, I can't be, you know, listening to a chatterbox or anybody even standing next to me. If I need to abruptly change course because I see something, I need to move. And this really disturbed me. So, you know, I'm looking at the structure of the house. I'm looking at, you know, how the property lies. I work for builders and landscapers and all kinds of teams that basically look at logic before you look at the illogical. And I wanted to see what this property, how it was laid out, what could potentially be there. Were there mounds for potential burials? This is an old piece of property by a graveyard. This woman stuck to me like white on rice, super glue on metal. She would not leave me alone. If I could tell you she was on in my belt clip, I would. She wouldn't leave me alone. And I said, you know, I need to look at this place by myself. And she's like, here's where I saw this and here's where I got pushed. She said her concern was, I don't want anything happening to you. And I said, what makes you think it will? Well, this happened to me and this. And then we had to listen to the litany of everything that happened. And that was just distraction. I said, I'll tell you what, if something happens, I have a mouth, I'll scream, you know, go away. Finally got rid of her by the backyard. Meanwhile, she's standing out there looking like she's glaring at me from the back window. What's up with this? I really, really believe that sometimes, whether you're just an investigator, whether you're a ghost hunter, you go to, you know, just to go catch orbs for fun, whether you want to help people, there comes a time you realize that some people aren't exactly doing this because the end game is to get somebody some relief. But the end game is, I want to be on TV. I want to get the best capture. I want to be the one, like Tutankhamun's tomb. I want to discover it, expose it, and I don't even care what it costs me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the one. And she had that spirit about her. That she wanted to make sure she was sitting there holding her phone in her hand. Like if something happened to me, she was going to videotape it. It's like, go away. Yeah. And it's pretty sad when you see people that are that desperate to have anything happen that they can prove to somebody else that, wow, demon likes me. Wow, ghost appeared to me. You shouldn't be counting your blessing that stuff is happening.
Very well put. I have to agree with that. What happened with Lee where he got severely injured after she had returned and things had been stirred up where he ended up in the hospital, correct?
Okay, yeah, that's convoluted on that. Oh, go ahead.
That's really good that he's in the timeline like this because what, you know, occurred next before he got really, really sick, Lee shows up at the baby's shower uninvited.
Lita
showed up. And okay, she wasn't invited. She was disinvited. You know, stay away from the family, stay away, period. She shows up and she sits across from Lee's mother, just glaring at everybody. Not getting up, not saying hi to anybody, not, you know, making herself gracious, just sitting there, just glaring at his mother like, who are you? You know, she's got to know the old lady's his mother. And his mother's getting all uncomfortable. She had no idea who Lita was. No idea. She hadn't met this woman. So this woman, Christian woman, isn't really practicing her faith or anything. She's never seen anything like this in her life. We did not find out about this instance until he was on death's door.
And tell about the eyes.
She sat there trying to, like, physically put her body away, but she kept looking over. Like, you know how when the hair on the back of your neck starts bothering, like somebody's like just giving you the evil eye? She looks over and Lita's eyes are totally black. Okay? It's midnight. Or in other words, she's not looking at the back of her eye sockets, you know, at all the makeup. Mm-hmm. She's looking at the orbs and they're black. She got so freaked out, she got up and went to another table. She's like, I can't sit here. But she was so freaked out. She'd never seen that before. She said, I didn't know what it was. I had to look twice. It was still black. I left.
Yeah.
That was just before. What was that? That was like a week before he fell down and was frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, in other words, that was right on the doorstep of the major incident.
Of everything that almost took him out of life.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that's really easy to remember.
We will probably really never know if Lita cursed him again. Mm-hmm. So if he got a double whammy. But we know this person was mad that he left the team. This person was mad that Lee has certain sensitivities to spirits and to ghosts. And he's very sensitive that way. He doesn't brag, doesn't talk or anything about it, but he has a sensitivity to some kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And to lose him from a team, that was almost an arm of her validation, if you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And that's how I see a lot of these team leaders, you know, run their teams. That's why I wrote this book on haunted investigation. We have to have a balance between everybody's a team. We're not depending on one or two people. So when they leave you stranded. And I think that's where a lot of the anger came. So he had this curse. He had this woman angry at him. A week later, his wife wakes up and he's laying in a puddle of bubbly froth around his face, non-responsive.
Yeah, and then before that, we did pertain this visit. And she visited him another time after this encounter at the baby shower, which we didn't hear about that, obviously, until after the fact. We're in the hospital getting ready to do a deliverance on him late in the where he's dying. And we'll get to that in a minute, of course. But before that, she came over again and he wouldn't let her in. And then it's almost like the next day or something, he comes home. He goes into the shower from work. He gets out of the shower with no clothes on, which is uncharacteristic. His wife said, wouldn't you remember what your spouse's pattern is? You know, barely dried off, gets into bed, pulls the covers over him, goes to sleep. That night is when she found him unresponsive and foam coming out of his mouth on the floor, laying on his sides, completely naked. I don't know what time it was, 2, 3 a.m. or something, typical. And she had to call the emergency room, and there it begins.
Actually, it was actually 4 a.m. when she got up.
About 4 a.m.? Okay. Yeah, between 2 and 4 a.m., we usually say that's that this time span, rather than, you know, with the bullseye being 3 a.m., depending on daylight savings time, that kind of stuff. But another story there, too. A lot of theology with those kind of topics, too, like 3 a.m.
Yeah. So as this continues, he comes very close to death, correct?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrific. It was. You see, when this happened, we knew right away. We were told, we got a text from his wife the day, like about 8-9 hours after he'd gone in the hospital. And she's like, can you please pray for Lee? He's in the hospital and we're not sure why. The doctors can find nothing wrong with him. He's non-responsive. They're going to have to intubate him. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
It's like he said his body is shutting down and we don't know why. And they're going to have to put him in a coma to find out what's wrong with him. And we're like, serious? Can we go over there? Can we, you know, can we like come pray with you, pray with the family? She's like, no, the family are all going to be coming tomorrow. Let me wait and talk. So 3 days later, this whole thing happened over 11 days. Oh. 3 days later, the family's there. And Ken and I are like, should we just go? No. We don't want to impose because you can't do that. They move him to ICU. He's in a coma and it's getting worse. They now are going to have to, his kidneys are stopping functions. The other organs are starting to slowly shut down.
So, liver
too. So more tubes are going in.
Yeah.
And we're like, can we please come? You know, maybe, you know, a little prayer can help. We can get priests. We can get this. Well, you know, the family says just for right now, we're just going to keep praying and we're going to stay together. We're going to stay solid as a family. Mm-hmm. That was like day 4.
Yeah.
Day 7. His mother and brother had been texting us and say, you know, please keep praying. We don't know what's going on. They say if he wakes up, he's going to be either a vegetable or he's going to be in a wheelchair the rest of his life. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. I mean, we're crying. Imagine this kid is so young and vital and strong and healthy. His wife is pregnant. She's going to have a baby.
Yeah. And
we're just freaking out going, oh my word, how could, and we knew something had to have happened. And at the time we blamed Lita. Mm-hmm. We blamed that investigator.
First
we
thought.
Had no idea. Yeah. That was our first thought, that, you know, this crystal wand business and this crystal crack addict stuff is just like totally destroying his life. Yeah. Finally, day 9, the evening of the 9th, his mother calls us in tears. She says, my family can't handle this. Can you please come and pray for my son? And we're like, of course.
Well, they're not expecting him to live.
That's right. They're not.
Yeah,
well, they didn't tell us that.
That's the big reason.
They didn't tell us that till we got there and we talked with the whole family. And that was day 10 or no, the evening of the 9th. The family gathered together. All the family had been called from different states. They were all there to say goodbye to their brother.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Because as a mother, unless you're about to lose your kid, you don't know how desperate or the depths you're going to go to.
Sure,
and to this day, I still cry for that woman. And I'm sorry, but it's like, whoo, she was desperate. She was desperate. And she says, you know, I don't care what you have to do, who you have to call. Please help my son.
Yeah. They checked the blood and everything. They're like, is this blood poison? Nope. Not that everything came up negative.
All their tests There was no reason. I mean, they had him on a ventilator. They had so many tubes in this poor kid. You could hardly see his face or his arms.
Before we came there, an interesting thing but disturbing that happened was that they induced him to wake up for some procedure or whatever. And when he woke up, he revealed later he panicked and his heart rate and everything shot up. His vitals went crazy. And so they had immediately put him back into a coma purposely this time. And when I asked him about it later on, I said, you recall a dream? And he basically gave me the detail. He woke up and it was like there was a demon spirit or something had something in his mouth all the way into his stomach. And before that, it was about being held hostage, like the movie The Cage with Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. He was being held hostage by something. He remembers battling and being held down and all this other stuff. And that's kind of typical if you can get an account, a memory from someone in some of these cases where it was actually induced demonically, not from poor health or anything like that. That's a little side note that wasn't brought up in there. I guess that's sometimes hard to represent, especially with the low budget of special effects or something like that.
It was absolutely insane. And when we got there, we had everything we needed. We had asked the family, you know, to call a priest or a chaplain, and they only wanted us. And we tried to get a hold of the priest or chaplain. There wasn't one available. So we went over there immediately and we took everything we need to do the blessing of St. Mar and the minor exorcism. It was interesting because sometimes when you go into hospitals to pray for people, sometimes people are a little bit leery, but the attendants there at ICU, we had a fully gown. We had fully, you know, paper. Getting everything, you know, to block any kind of breath or anything in order to not cause any more infection to this poor kid. And we were able to get our candles, our medals, and our books and pray in Latin. And basically, it was really, really sad. You knew this kid was going to die. You knew he was not going to be long. So, you know, for somebody that is baptized and that has not made any kind of final goodbyes or anything else, we were praying for his immortal soul to be accepted by God.
Yeah.
All right. We were just praying for him and whatever God's will was on his life and asking God to put his hands. There's nothing we can do. You know, we are not a priest where we can say, oh, demon, I order you out. No, we have to ask the Lord of God, hey, listen, if you want this stuff gone, God, it's in your lap. We're here to pray, have faith, and hopefully give this family some faith. So we hugged everybody.
Yeah.
We prayed with people. We finished it. We got on gown. We said, you know, call us back if there's anything else we can do. And, you know, we lit candles. We had people praying for him. It wasn't till, what was it, 36 hours later, all of a sudden he just woke up and there was nothing wrong with him.
Oh. Yeah, everything went back on normal, but it faded up. The only thing was his leg.
His wife, that's right, we didn't say, when we were there, they had just taken his wife 10 minutes before she'd gone into labor and she didn't even know her husband was dying.
Wow.
Yeah, she was two floors up having a baby, didn't know her husband was dying. He was there in a coma, didn't even know his wife was giving birth to their first daughter.
The same time in the hospital. And I had something. And he comes awake and it's like, you're a father.
How long have I been gone? Yeah, I mean, when all this was going on and once all is said and done here, did they ever have any sort of diagnosis or reason as to why he got so ill?
No, it was
$275,000 later. Zip. Zip.
I had something quarter of a million.
We
had no operation.
No idea what was wrong with you. Yeah. We have no conclusive tests that say anything. It was probably an undigested bit of beef in your stomach.
They had nothing. They couldn't figure it out. They even went over what he might have been taking for vitamins. Or
gosh.
There's a lot of Pepsi. And you know,
the medical doctor says he had a spontaneous remission. Of what?
Of what?
Yeah. Nothing.
Wow.
And that's what, when
doctors
we were
hate it when
the,
they can't figure stuff out. It's the pride.
When we were in the hospital, that's when we found out about the curse. Mm-hmm. That's when we found out that Lita had basically either gone into a trance or something in front of the mother and her eyeballs had turned to black.
Yeah.
That's how we found out that, you know, Lee really loved this woman a lot and he wanted her more than she wanted him. She wanted to party. She wanted to sleep around on him. And that's when she enlisted the help of, you know, some friendly witches that were white witches that were going to just curse him away from her.
And it all and gathered. So, what's the word you use? Sometimes Sioux Fairy, you use tribes of pharaohs. Yeah, that kind of fits. Because, you know, just adds on to the problem.
And that's how I describe demonics, is that just like cockroaches, you know, there's like southwestern cockroaches, there's Georgia cockroaches and Virginia cockroaches. It doesn't matter. You drive a Virginia cockroach down to the Georgia cockroaches, they're going to have fun and they're going to breed.
Yeah.
Just like demonics. Yeah. You take a set of demonics that has been openly never rebuked, openly accepted, walked with. They don't, person doesn't even know it's on them, and they get involved in something else that leads them to be exposed to more demonic entities and pressures. They're going to have fun, and they're going to start messing with your mind. They're going to start messing with your life. And for whatever reason, this kid almost lost his life. And I'll tell you what, to this day, he prays. Every single person in that household prays.
You know, sometimes people don't understand this, too. It's kind of, it might even been in Harry Potter, that witchcraft goes from to where you're using actions, words, everything, to the point where you can direct spirits with your thoughts. You know, and this Lita just being disgruntled with him is sending an attack dog by default. We had a Marine one time who was novel. He thought it was novel that every time he got mad at one of his friends or got into an argument, they got visited by a shadow who gave them sleep paralysis, a hooded specter. And instead of wanting help, he just wanted an explanation. So I gave him the solutions. He didn't take it. He said it was a Marine. Nothing against the Marines, obviously. Sure. But I was kind of surprised that, you know, disciplined, you know, America and all this stuff are like this. This guy's like getting, you know, drunk on power or something. Well, you don't want your friends that, you know, have some spirit. Tell them how to solve it if you don't want to solve it for yourself. But that's what happens sometimes. Evil wishes, evil desires, that's in the breaking curses prayers, because sometimes they come that way. And the longer a person feels that way with that ill feeling, can start building up a demonic effect because they ordered it with their mind, more or less. And sometimes they don't realize it. That's why he didn't do it on purpose. This guy thought it was novel that his attachment act like an attack dog that can read his thoughts.
Was Lita ever communicated with again after this had occurred? Was there ever any more contact after all this?
Well, her family was very, very upset with her. And basically, they checked on these two kids for a while when they got home from the hospital. Adam had to stay in the hospital because he was a little shaky and his one leg was not working as good as his other leg. That was like the worst that had happened to him during this whole ordeal, was his one leg was just it wasn't as strong as the other. For some reason or another, and the family stopped by and made sure she never came back into these kids' lives again.
Yeah, that wasn't easy either, because it's like the ex-girlfriend being around in town, or ex-wife.
Literally.
Yeah, because she's still, like, she's aggressive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just one more anxiety thing he didn't need. You got a new kid in the house, you're recovering, you're in physical therapy to get your leg that kind of got weird with his muscles. That was kind of a weird thing, too. I wonder what the doctor said about that, Farrah.
I know.
The legs. Why did that happen? And they couldn't figure anything out. It's one of those perfect cases of diabolical. Mysterious illness. They don't understand what it is when they're there. And then when he leaves, they still don't understand it.
Well, the family understood enough that it was possible for a witchcraft to be involved in this case. They did understand that. And they did understand that all of them, you know, basically needed to be together on the same page as a family and pray together communally. That was, I think, the best thing that happened for this family.
That wraps up part two of our interview. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Your social media feed says eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. and we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Kristen Davis from Are You a Charlotte? For timeless style that still feels fresh and modern, Tuckernuck has become a favorite shopping destination. From elevated classics like denim, striped tees, and crisp button-downs, to chic looks for weddings, vacations, and everyday life, Tuckernuck makes getting dressed effortless. Plus, they curate an incredible mix of brands, with new arrivals dropping daily. Visit tnut.com and use promo code IHEART for 15% off a first purchase.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.